Bezer Shem is Baruch, we begin Perek HaMishnah, the fifth chapter in the Rambam, Silkus Tumas Mes, and the laws of impurities from a dead person in the Sefer Tahara in the Book of Purity, which in this Perek Rambam discusses those things which become Tumah from a mess and their appropriate levels. As Rambam gives Halacha Aleph regarding what's known as Tumah B'chiburim, Tumah for things that are connected to that of the mess. As Rambam says, it's called a Mestamen Machmas HaMes. Whatever becomes Tumah from a dead person, Bein Adam and Kelim, whether a human being, whether vessels, they have a tumah for 7 days. Ketzer Hausa, the Ram illustrates, Adam Mekli, whether it be a person or a vessel, Shanaga Bedvarm, that touch things, Shemetamim Min Hames, which contaminate from a dead person, B'magi, either through touch, or Shenitma Ba'oil, becomes tumah from the oil, B'echem Bedvarm, from one of the things, Shemetam Ba'oil, which contaminates from, which is only by mess, in the oil. And Mechain Adam Shanasa Dvarm, so to regarding a person that carries things, shemetamim min hames b'masa, which contaminates from the dead person through carrying, which we had mentioned in previous parakim, certain things of a mess are b'maga, certain are b'oil, certain b'masa. So we're saying, whatever that thing is that does contaminate through one of these three mediums, and the person or a vessel becomes tummy from that, hakol tmeim tumah shiva, all of those things are going to be tummy for 7 days. Shem, like it says, b'zim b'midbar, kalaba el oil, whatever comes into the oil, b'chalash b'oil, whatever's in the oil, yit mashav asyam will be tummy for 7 days. Now, moreover, is a person that becomes tummy from a dead person. And the vessels that this person that's tummy from the mess will be touching, will also be tummy for 7 days. Shemlik says in the Pasig, that you're going to wash your clothing on the seventh day and you're going to purify them, which tells us that the garments have the same halacha for tummy shiva. But in contrast, but a person that touched a person that becomes tummy from a mess, in contrast to the kli that touched the person that touched a mess, as we just said. So, whether he touched that person after he already separated from touching that which was matamim of the dead person, or even if he's touching at the time when he's touching the dead person, what's called this halacha of chiburin betumah. Either way, Harisa Hasheni Tami Tumasev, the second person is only going to be Tami till the evening. Shemlik says in the Pasuk about Nefesh HaNegas, and the person who touches Titma the Arv, which before then in the Pasuk was saying whoever touches him will be Tami, is saying that it's coming to qualify that this person who's Tami, if he touches someone else, that's going to be Tami only up until the evening. Now, Zeu Dinteri, that's biblical law. But from rabbinic law, HaNegev Mesev, if someone touches a dead person, the Nagabod Machlin is touching another person, Va'adayin Humachubba Bemes, and the original person is still touching the corpse, then Shneim Tmeim Tumashibba, then the second one will also be Tumim for 7 days. Ukilo Nagaz Hashenim Bemes Atzma, as if the second person was touching the dead person himself, because the person he's touching is touching the dead person. Now, Bemed Mamum, when we say this, Lin Truma Bekachim, that's only regarding laws of Truma and Kachim, which one cannot be Tame when it comes to those things. That's what we say, this rabbinic law. Of the Nazir, Loisa Pesach, but for the Nazir, who's also forbidden for Tumah, and also for the one who's made the Karm Pesach, B'mashashchiba ben achashapesh, whether it's when the original person is connected to the corpse or when he was already disconnected, in the Tumah or Tumah's Erev Gedentara, he's only going to contaminate the second person, Tumah, up until the evening, the way it is according to biblical law. Halacha Gimel continues regarding vessels that became Tumah from a dead person. Kalim Shenitmu B'mes, vessels that became Tumah from a dead person. Bim b'maga, bim b'oil, whether through touch, whether being in the same oil. Harei heim l'negeah b'hem. So the halacha is, for the ones that touch these vessels, it's k'negeah b'meis atzma, is like the one who touched the corpse itself. Maha meis metamah negeah, but just like the corpse contaminates that which touches it. Bein odim min kelim t'mishavu, whether it's a person or a vessel for tummy for 7 days. Av kelim sh'nibah b'meis, so too, a vessel became tummy from a dead person. Heim v'ha kelim, oi ha'odim sh'yigabem, them and the vessels of the person that touched them, our Tumei Tumashiv will also have a Tumei for 7 days. Something like it says in the Pasig, Bachalal Cherev Oivimes. If someone touches he who was slain by the sword or he died. Well, what is he saying, slain by the sword? So Mepiash Mulamdu from tradition, they learned, Shacherev Kames, coming to compare the sword to the dead person. Which, just like the dead person contaminates for 7 days, so too is the sword, is the vessel that touched the dead person. Now, Buhadin Lashar Kam, something really applies to all other vessels. Ben Kli Matoches, whether metal vessels, Ben Kli Shetev, whether vessels that can be purified by immersing them in the waters of the mikveh, which is shetifa, is washing, uvagadim, and garments. As Harehu Oim, like the Pasuk says, Kol hoirig nefesh, whoever kills a person, v'chol negeh b'chol, whoever touches a slain person is going to become tamei because he's coming in contact with a dead person. Now, chitala al, you think you would entertain shezeh yarech heitz b'harag, this one who shot an arrow and he killed someone. Or yizarek evan b'harag, he threw a stone and he killed a person. Nit mashav, he's going to become tamei 7 days. You understand the one who touched a dead person, what's this of having killed the person? Rather, hoirig nefesh b'cheriv, rather, someone who killed the person with a sword, like it's about things like that. Shenitma bin negi asay by kli shahard, by which it becomes tummy from touching the vessel that killed him. Ah, shari noga kli b'mes, because the vessel touched the dead person, and he's touching that vessel. That's the halacha that was saying, which is unique to vessels, both as we started off this parak regarding if the vessel touched a person, that like his garment, that touched the person who touched the dead person, or here where the vessel itself that touched the dead person has the tumma like the mess itself. Now, how do we know that also vessels, hanoigim ba'adam, that touched a person, shanoga ba'kim, which touched vessels, shanim meis v'drikim tamim from a dead person, she'er tamim tumah shavah, that's also tamim 7 days, which is a bunch of steps. But as we said, there's two interesting halachas of a vessel. One is the vessel touching a person is like that, and also that the vessel touching a mess is like that too. So, hence, all these things will have a tumah 7 days, because the pasuk said, "V'chibastim migdechem yemeshvir tartan," like we mentioned before, that the garments that are going to have to be washed also on day 7 and be purified. Halmatis comes to teach us, "Shekol odem hatomei tumah shavah." Any person that's tumah for 7 days, metameh begadim tumah shavah, contaminates the garments also for tumah 7 days. And here, the person is tumah for 7 days because he touched the vessel, which we said the vessel is like the mess itself. So therefore, the vessel that touched the person, that touched the vessel, that last vessel will also be tumah for 7 days. The Rambam in Halacha Dalet concludes the items that become tummy from a mess. Nimtzei sa'aymer comes at that, you say, Odom shenoga b'mess, a person that touched a dead person. Va'odom ba'odom acher, and that person touched another person. So harishon tummy tumah shavah. So the first person is tummy for 7 days, because he touched the corpse, which avi avoysetum, and he's avatama. Va'ashenu tumah se'arv, and the second person only tummy for the evening. Kelim hanoigim b'mess, now, when it's a vessel touched a dead person, became a vessel touched those vessels, Shneim, Tameim, Tumah Shavah, they're both going to be Tameim for 7 days. There is a difference. The first ones become Avi Avoysa Tumah, and they contaminate all those who touch it for 7 days, like the mess itself. The second vessels, they're in Ava Tumah, and they will contaminate whatever touches them only for the evening, but they're both Tameim for 7 days. Avala Shlishi, but the third item, Beino de Menkelim, whether it's a person or a vessel, Tameh Tumas Arv, will only Tameim for 7 days, will only Tameim for the evening. Kelim Hanoigim Emes. Now, if you have vessels that touch that person, and the person touched those vessels, and the vessel touched that person, which we mentioned just before that halacha, those three will be tamei for 7 days. Now the fourth link, whether it's a person or vessels, that's going to be only tamei tumas arv, that's going to be tamei only until the evening. Halacha hey. Now, when we say these things, as we mentioned this qualification before, it's only going to be tumah. But regarding being liable for karis, for coming into the Beis HaMikdash in the state of impurity, or eating kachem in that state, the only liability will be for those two. Harishin shenaga b'mes, the first one that touched the corpse, v'ashen shenaga b'mes, and the second one who touched him, kedintar, which is according to biblical law. Like it says in the pasuk, v'chola sheyiga b'hatame, in other words, the one who touched the mess itself, yitma. So whoever touches that person who's tummy, because he touched the mess, yitma, he'll be tummy. So that would be only the first person and the second one, which is what this pasuk is talking about. If someone touched a vessel, touched a person. Or he touched a person that touched vessel, that touched a mess. So pate is going to be exempt. So although that he touched an avatama and became tummy, but that's going to be an exemption for the laws of Tumas Mikdash Kedasha, Kamishman Pachas Beis Mikdash, like we explained the laws of entering into the Beis Mikdash Per Gimah Halacha Tezvav. Because Shadvar Ma'elu, because these halachas that we mentioned before, which it continues going more, the vessel that touched the person that touched the vessel, Shadvar Ma'elu of Bisham Devar Kabbalah, though the words of tradition, Inim Din Torah, they don't have halacha biblical status, meaning all these halachas that we explained, not explicit in the Torah, it's expounded from Psukim according to that way that Rabban expounded. And most of them are dinei Torah, but regarding Bias Mikdash, the Kriv Karas will only be those that are explicit in the Torah. And these things, Sharila Nisparsha B'Torah, they weren't explicit. El Zeshen Nitma B'Meshu Av, only that which is Tamei because he's an Avatam, he touched the corpse itself. And the second one who touched him, Shurishim, which is the Rishim, which that's the passage we brought before, V'Chalash Yigaba Tamei Yitma, Bein Odom Mekelim, whether personal vessels, those are explicit, and therefore that's Yigmichai Bias Mikdash Kedashim, but not all the things that are past that. Halacha Vav, an earthenware vessel that touches a corpse, And that touching isn't from the interior of the vessel. Or is in the same oil as it. Tame, the earthenware vessel becomes tame. The ein matame, but it does not contaminate loy adam, not a person, but loy klicheres acher, and not another earthenware vessel, but loy sharkem, and not any other vessels, because it only contaminates food items and beverages. Shein klicheres nasa avatuma loy, because the earthenware vessel never becomes an avatuma, to thus contaminate adam vekelim. Loy bemeis, not with, if it became tumah from a dead person, but b'shutumah not from all other tumahs, b'zed din taira, and this has halacha of biblical status, af b'shutumah kabbalah, although that it is words of tradition, that does have halacha, which we do have sources to explain that with the Tanner and the taira, to show that it's only going to be tumah, oichel, and mashkim, and not other mekelim. Halacha Zend Rabbi continues regarding the status of avos and vlados, which are some of the things we've been mentioning in passing regarding primary categories and secondary categories. So is that called galbatumas? This is a big rule when it comes to laws of ritually impurity. It's called avatumah. Any primary category of tumah, metame adam or metame begodim kelim, contaminates a person and can contaminate garments and vessels, ben kli matoches, whether metal vessels, ben kli shatev, whether other vessels that could be immersed, and ben kli charis, whether earthenware vessels. Whatever contaminates a person or vessels by touch, that's obviously that it's a primary category of tumah. And all secondary categories, what's called the offspring of tumah, contaminates the food items and beverages. But does not contaminate not a person, not vessels, not earthenware vessel, and neither any other vessels or garments. Now, whatever touches a primary category, an avatumah, who are nikarishin, that one which is touching, which is going, it continues to get a step lower every time it's through transmission. So who are nikarishin, that's called a first degree. When the gebedishim ever touched the first one, nikarishin becomes a second degree. When the gebedishim ever touched the second one, nikarishlish becomes a third degree. When the gebedishim ever touched the third one, nikarivi becomes a fourth degree. Now, v'harishin, v'shalamat men, the rishin, and what's below it, kulin nikram, v'latum, they're all called an offspring of the tumah, because it's only the avatumah that's called the primary, the rest are called the vlad, the child. That's abdus, the father, and those are the vladis, are the offspring. Halachates, kolamas tame machmas hames, tumah shiva, which we spoke about, whatever comes tame from a dead person for a tumah of 7 days, ben adam, ben kelim, whether it's a person or a vessel, who are nikr tame mes, that's considered someone who became tame from the corpse, the hu av, ma'avas atumus, and he's considered a primary category of one of the primary categories of tumah, leinu tumas truma, tumas kachim, regarding tumah of as applies to truma, and that of kachim, like we explained previously, halacha hei, limnus mimenu, so that you should start counting from it, rishon b'sheni, which the thing that touches that tumay mes, that person who became tumah of a corpse, he's an av, the next thing that he touches a rishon, next thing after that becomes a sheni, kedel tame odem mekelim b'maga, so that he could contaminate a person or a vessel through touch, kasha avas atumah is like all other avas atumah. The ein matam b'menasa, however, does not contaminate through that of carrying. Halacha yod, kolamas tamei machmas hames. Whatever comes tamei from a dead person, meaning from the tumah of a mes, tumas erev, which is only tumah of up until that evening, so hu vlada tumah. That's a second degree, that's a secondary, which is the b'hor rishon l'tumah, that's a rishon l'tumah. Because the av, who said, as the tumah for 7 days, if it's becoming tumah for the evening, that's obviously is a rishon l'tumah. And that's like we said, that's like a certain type of time when the person is touching another person who touched the mess, so he's only tumah until the evening, is a rishon l'tumah. Now, ve'ev shashir revim in the mess, now it is possible that a fourth level away from, which a revi that comes from the avi avos of the mess, could be a rishon l'tumah, could actually be in the laws of tumah as a region, like we explain in Halacha Dalad regarding the laws of truma and kachim, where although it's 4 steps removed, we said that it actually could be a rishon l'tumah even though it's revim in a mess. Halacha Yud Alev, adam, meaning generally it would be only 2 steps removed, but we said that it could be even 4, as we had mentioned, kalim, adam, kalim. We said that it could be 4 steps and still be a region. If a person or vessel became tummy from touching the lands of the nations or a field that was plowed over where there was a grave, or he didn't touch it but he carried it, or he touched the blood that's steeped, which is part from when the person was living, part when he died, or the covering of a coffin, or the walls of the coffin, or in their canopy, V'chein adam shenitma b'masa dam tvusa, or if a person becomes tummy by carrying this dam tvusa. So hare elu kulam, so all of these cases of b'chol k'yitzvim and similar cases are all avoisa tumas shal debri seifim. They're considered an ava tuma because they're coming tummy from the mess, but that's only from rabbinic law. And v'chein begodim ha'mestamim machmes elu. So to the garments that become tummy from these things, they're going to be tumas. Shiva is going to be tummy for 7 days. But kulan avoisa tumas, they're all primary categories of tuma, and therefore this tuma for 7 days. But shal debri seifim from rabbinic law. Halachi beis continues regarding the halachas of the oil over the mess, and as a primary category from the Torah. Ha'oil atzmai. So we always talk about the what's inside the oil. But ha'oil atzmai, but the actual tent itself, ha'mal al-tumah, that's over the tumah, afa bishalei nagu b'tumah, although tumah didn't touch it, ha'rehu tumah, tumah shiva min ha'Torah, the oil itself is tumah for 7 days. Has the same halacha like garments that touch a dead person. Kashnemet says in the Torah, the hizal oil, it will spray on the oil, which obviously that you have to purify too. Now, the bedroom, when we say this, b'shahoya oil, that's only if the oil was baguette, a garment, or sackcloth, a kliates, or a wooden vessel, or leather, whether it's the leather of an animal or a wild animal, whether it's that from a kosher animal that's permitted to be eaten, whether that which is forbidden to be eaten. Shemak says in the Pasuk, the Yifra says oil on the Mishkan, that they spread the oil on the Mishkan. That's what he's saying, Be'iza la oil. What's oil? Inkar oil, el arg v'ur. Oil is only that which is woven, and leather, kamishkan, which was like those which covered the tabernacle, the Mishkan, and the Midbar. Avam hoya oil nasar and shalais, but let's say the oil, the roof, was planks of wood, kukan a tikka, like a regular roof, a machzelis and a mat, or kiyetzben, and things like that. Or shoya etzim was made out of bone, or shoya metech was of metal. As a Torah, that's going to be Torah, that's not going to have the tumah of oil, which only like the oil in the Mishkan. Me'in tzorch lemesh and ma'yibin, we don't have to say that it was from the structure itself, shur tar, that it's tar. And v'chamag v'shnema, but the question is, wherever it says habayi is tummy, the house is tummy, it doesn't mean the house per se. In the ilo odem ikinim shebechol habayis, it means the people and the vessels that are inside the house itself. And the elcha yitzim in the eitz, and there's nothing that's a derivative from a tree, from wood, from mistami tumas oilim, which does have a tum of oilim, like we said, that's not going to qualify. Ela pishtim b'vad, the only exception is that of linen, because that actually was used in the Mishkan, and therefore that would be considered as one of the cases of the tum of oil. Elcha gimel, the Rambam continues regarding garments that touch, vessels that touch a dead person. B'gad b'negi b'mes, regarding garments that touch a dead person, which we spoke about in halacha gimel. Av b'shem kameis, although we said that the garments themselves have the halacha like the mess itself, l'tame acherim shenogu boi tumas shiva, to contaminate other things that touched it for tumah of 7 days, but that's only regarding touch. Einim kameis l'tame b'oil b'masa, but they're not like a dead person which contaminates by the halacha of oil, never being carried. Because shame'asa l'mes atzma in mefurish, because even the halacha of carrying the dead person himself is not explicit, like we explained in Paragav halacha beis. And so therefore, since that halacha is not explicit, sufficient, we'll say by the halacha of the mess itself, and not for that which is touching the mess. And also, betumas oilu oimer, so that it will exclude it from masa. And those were going to tum of oil who oimer, the pasuk says, ma'min, but odum ki yomas ba'oil. When the person dies in the oil, which the person himself will contaminate oil, not that which touches it, like this case of the begodim and the kelim. The vikar, therefore, anoisi begodim, if someone carries garment, shenogu b'mes, that touch a dead person, and he's not touching them, or v'chalam malalem, whoever leans over them, or she'el olav, or they leaned over him, or shayim ba'ol, or they were in the same oil, which are the three different variations of tumas oil. Again, there is a tar, it's going to be tar because they didn't touch the garments. V'chalam adam shenit memes, so to a person that became tumah from a dead person. V'hel al kelim, and he's leaning over the vessels. Harim toyim, the vessel can be tar. She'ein tumay meis, tummy, or the gear says metame, because the one who became tummy from the dead person himself, although he's avatama, he does not contaminate el b'magbavad only through touch and not by leaning over something. Halachi Dal talks about the limitations of tumas mes. Hames, a dead person, ein metama, unlike that of Zav, it does not contaminate mishkab u'moysha mitachta, by the fact that he's laying or sitting on something which is way beneath him, which is not touching, but it's a bedding beneath him, does not contaminate it. And v'loy madav shal gabav, and neither the items, which madav is from like the term of rechoy noidav, that it's sensed from a distance. So here also we're talking about things that are way above him. Those things do not become tamei, ele echad kli. Only that one vessel, shiiga b'meis, that mitzidah, that's going to be touching the corpse from the side, or shayi takhtav, or beneath them, or gabav, or on top of them, that will be from the maga. But from the fact that it's mishkav v'meishav, or things that are on top, that will not contaminate. Ketzad, how so? Ram illustrates. Asar begodim ze al gabi ze. So let's say there's 10 garments, one on top of the other. Vames lamala, and the corpse is on top. And vasar begodim achim al gabi mamala. And then you have 10 garments on top of the corpse, above him. So begra negeye boy. So the garment that's touching him, and the second garment, which is touching the garment that touched him, shneim tumeim tumah shiva. They're both going to be tumei for a tumah of 7 days. As we said, that the garment will have halacha like the mess, and the next thing that's touching it will also have, because it contaminates only through maga. But vashlishi, but the third garment, tumei tumah zev, it's only tumei for the evening, because it got one level of touch from the garment before it. Ben shalmala, ben shalmata, we're the one that we're talking about going up, and those that are beneath him. Now the fourth one, but the fourth one, and the fourth one beneath, and the fourth one from above, they will not have the tumah mishkan v'meisha, which is for all 10, and for the madaf, which is all them on the top. Because mashe enki metmei mishkan v'meisha, in contrast to those things that do contaminate by the bedding and what they sit on, like we'll explain in its place, Now, but remember, when we say this, that that all the garments of the vessel that are beneath them and above them, the corpse, are going to be tar, is b'shalahisa sham tumah ritzutzu. Only if you didn't have what's called a crouching tumah, which is a tumah that there's no airspace of a hand breath, that's called crouching, where it's like pressed, and so you didn't have the tumah ritzutzu. And b'li tumah s'el, neither do you have a tumah of oihel, or if you had a separation between it and the vessels with a stone, like I'm explaining. If you didn't have that, that's what we're saying. But if you actually had those other things, it actually would contaminate them all above and beneath, as we'll see those halachas in their appropriate places where they would shoot up and would shoot down, and anything in this path would be tumah. But barring that, it's only that which is touching it, but will not have the halacha of tumas mishkab, umoyshav, and tumas madav.